Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I'm ready to be out of this thing.
You look good in it.
It's itchy a little bit, though. It's a little itchy.
It is. The fabric is not.
No.
It came yesterday in the Amazon package.
Sure, it wasn't Temu. It feels kind of Temu.
It feels a little Temu, but I opened it up, you guys, and it came in an envelope, like where you would get some legal documents. And I go, what did I order? I go, oh, well, that's weird. So I open it up, and then it's pancake thin, like in plastic. And it had the zip-off top, so I pulled it out, unfurled it, and I went, well, this is going to be a good bet. What's next? I mean, how do we up the ante?
We don't always have to up the ante.
That's a you thing.
Oh,
it
is? You love upping the ante. I'm fine with the ante as it's currently
sitting.
By
the time we get to the Super Bowl picks, it'll be loser has to do a show nude.
Lower the ante is fine.
Just in assless chaps for the next round. That's a good idea, actually. I'll look into those. I mean, nobody can really see that on the air, though.
Yeah, all that does is piss off our colleagues.
Yeah, we're walking around in
chairs.
Yes, exactly.
Ben has just been over there.
you can't wear underwear with assless chaps. That's hence the name. Did we ever figure out what chaps were for? I think we did this bit on the air.
I think we did as well.
Like what? Like a real cowboy. What does the cowboy wear? Chaps.
To protect the legs of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo competitors from a variety of hazards.
So if I'm on a horse and I have some leather chaps on the top, shouldn't it be on behind me to protect like my legs from chafing on the horse or something?
No, think about like if you're riding a horse, but you're riding maybe through some of the underbrush and you're hitting you're hitting like branches.
Can I just lift my legs up real high?
Not necessarily. There's thorny plants, cacti. You definitely don't want to hit a cacti.
That's true.
So you might hit one of those and then you'd be very happy you had some leather chaps on to protect an extra layer of protection for your legs.
It's a good question. The question is moot. It says chaps are inherently assless, aren't they? Yes. I think not all cowboys wear them without anything underneath, which was my
point. Think some are completely, like, they don't even cover the back of the legs. They just on the front. Others wrap all the way around the legs except up to the butt area.
Okay. So if I'm at, like, there was the rodeo. They had the rodeo this weekend, and I'm doing some thing. There's no brush or thorns or cactus.
No.
So is it just because it looks cool?
It's probably more decorative at the rodeo.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. I mean, yeah, if you're a real cowboy, you're out there riding through the brush and the fields and stuff, it makes sense. If you're riding at the rodeo at Petco Park in San Diego, do you need chaps on? That's my question.
It may be part of the show and theater, theater.
Yeah, do you need a cowboy hat either?
You know,
you can wear a backwards baseball cap if you wanted to.
Anything that protects your eyes probably from the sun.
Right.
Of course, the rodeo was at night, at least on the first couple of days.
So you don't really need it.
You didn't really need the hat either.
Hmm.
But I would imagine if a cowboy came out just wearing, t-shirt and, joggers.
Shorts.
Joggers.
He's dressed like me.
Just with looks out on
Fury pants. He's like, all right, let's get it. It's a bull rider. Yeah, I guess it's kind of, you want to look the part.
Yes.
Because I often dress for golf, but I'm a terrible golfer. But if you saw me, you go, oh, that guy looks like a golfer. It's going to shoot 112 on you.
Yeah, dressing the part.
Dressing the part. All right, I get it.
All right, we haven't had a chance to just go back all the way to Friday, which is when they play the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, the second of the two college football playoff semifinal games, with Ohio State taking on Texas, and Ohio State eventually pulling out the 28-14 win, but a game that was close all the way throughout. In fact, Texas was down 7 and had the ball first and goal at the 1 yard line in the final, what, 3-4 minutes
of
the game.
I think there was 4 minutes left.
And they got stopped once, and then I think it was second down that Sark decided to call for the old pitch play. And I mean, he's gonna hear about this call forever from Texas fans. It didn't work, blown up. It was a loss of what, 7 or 8 yards?
Yeah, 7 yards.
Put him back then at like the 8 yard line instead of the 1, and it was really the difference in the game and allowed Ohio State to stop it. I will say, it's really easy to criticize after the fact. How many times have you seen teams, you know, geared up to stop the quarterback sneak or the plunge up the middle, and one little pitch to the side, the guy just walks in untouched.
Yep.
Walks in untouched. Didn't work out this way for Texas this time.
Yeah, you know, and listen, Ohio State's goal line defense is amongst the best, if not the best, in the country. So I think we can all, but I think if you're a Texas fan, Ben, put yourself in those shoes. You are more than fine with 4 attempts up the middle. You are. Like, we talk a lot on this show, at least I do, about managers or coaches making decisions to not only win the game, but to also cover their own ass. No one on the planet this morning, if they ran Quinn Ewers 4 times up the middle, is saying a word. He didn't get the job done. You know, it happens. They're really good defense. When you get a little squirrely and you call something like that and you end up losing 7 yards on that play against a defense that is really, really stout, that's the tough part. I think I talked to my buddy about it the next morning, diehard Texas fan. He was devastated. And, you know, he just said, I can't get my head around it, you know, running that pitch play outside. He goes, now, one thing that may have hurt Texas too is Arch Manning, who's much bigger and more physical than Quinn Ewers. He went down with what they thought was potentially a concussion. He did not come back in the game.
Oh, is that why he didn't come
back
yet?
So if he was available, it's Arch up the middle 4 times. There's a part of me, I love the Dan Campbell. I'm going to element of surprise Sean Payton yesterday, a little element of surprise. There's a part of me that's like, okay, cool. But when it's first and goal from the 1, you can't get super squirrely. You just got to put your head down and shove it up the middle. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. But you didn't do anything to cost yourself a win. You tried to win. You didn't get the job done, but you made the smart decisions.
Before we continue, may I change back into my shirt now?
Let's see. Yeah, you're good.
It's been an hour.
9:07.
You're good.
Go for it.
Fine.
So I was looking it up.
I don't know why you would want to, but
I was looking it up. Ohio State -8 is the early line.
I got it at 8.5.
8.5.
Yeah, I took the Irish +8.5 already.
It's weird when you look at the box score already for that game coming up a week from tonight. It shows the college football playoff ranking next to the teams. You got a 7 seed and the 8 seed
yep.
made it to the championship. Does that tell you anything about, do they need to figure out how to, like, pick the best 12 teams, however you're going to pick them, and then reseed them or something? Like, once you have the 12, like, does it feel like it's the 7th and 8th best teams in the country that made it to the championship?
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like the 2 best teams are playing in it.
It feels like 2 versus 3 or 4
right,
or something.
Right, I mean, even one.
I still think Oregon was the #1 team heading into the tournament.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like we're watching the 7th and 8th best teams.
It sure doesn't, man. And again, I could be completely wrong. You know how I'm wired as a fan. We lose by 30. I've said it every week. We're probably going to lose by 30. But I did watch that and go, okay, like Will Howard, he's good. You know, the receiver Smith did nothing. You know, there's a blueprint for beating Ohio State. There's no question. They are not an infallible team. They are not a perfect team. They are a nasty team. They play nasty. But so does Notre Dame. Like, Notre Dame plays really, really nasty football. And I'm really excited about this matchup. We may not win, but I think we can cover. I really do.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think I told you before that game, once on Friday morning, I think I said, if Texas wins, I say congratulations on your future Notre Dame championship.
I feel the same way.
If Ohio State wins, should be a good game.
Hope you keep it close.
I really don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun really watching with you guys on Monday in our Airbnb. I'm a wreck about it. Leave me be.
My Lulu shirt feels so comfortable.
Does it feel
right
good?
Now.
Yeah, oh. I bet. Man, you're not
so soft.
You're not cut out for mesh
feels
shirt.
So good,
mesh shirt life.
You didn't bring up though. I thought. I mean, they made a lot of it on the broadcast, but it was amazing.
Kirk Herbstreit's dog,
Jack Sawyer, the kid who stripped Quinn Ewers and returned it 83 yards for the clinching touchdown. Those two were roommates at Ohio State.
Yeah.
When Quinn started, he was at Ohio State before transferring to Texas. They were paired together as roommates, Jack Sawyer and Quinn Ewers. And their college careers go on and on, and then they come around, and it ends up one of them returning the fumble on the other one. I mean, come on. That is
a good story.
That's a good story
right there. Yeah, and a good story, Jack Sawyer, who was the one that flipped out. When Michigan planted the flag at Ohio State, he was the one that absolutely was flipping out, trying to fight everyone. He's the guy that picked that up and ran it back.
Not on our MF and field.
Yeah. He was that guy. Okay. So they're a nasty team. They're well coached. They're, you know, they've got speed on the outside. We have good pass defense. Like it should be a good game. I've been let down so many times in the championship, though. I'm not expecting much, but my hope is there.
For somebody with no dog in the fight, I'm like, these are two really good teams.
Yeah, should be a good matchup.
You know what? I didn't care for Ryan Day a few years ago for whatever reason. He's kind of growing on me.
Yeah,
and I love Marcus Freeman.
Yep,
and they're both well coached. Crazy fan bases.
Crazy.
Like
the smack talking. It's in Atlanta. The smack talking is through the roof.
It's going to be insane.
It's funny because the Michigan loss may go down as the best thing to ever happen to Ohio State.
Kind of like the Northern Illinois loss.
Yeah, not only bringing the team together, but for Ryan Day. It was after that loss that pretty much everyone thought, oh, he may be done at Ohio State. This is it for him. But in some ways, as Paulie just kind of indicated, it almost made people look at him a different way, like, okay, back up and really take a look at who this guy has been as a head coach. He's been incredibly successful.
Bro, they had like 68-5 or some ridiculous record. Like, you really, but
the reason why that loss was so upsetting for Ohio State fans is because they're spoiled by how good the team has been under Ryan Day.
Yep.
Don't forget how you got to this place, how you got so spoiled that another loss to Michigan feels like the end of the world.
A prickly, motivated Ryan Day is not the guy I'm super excited about going up against in the playoffs. I'm just not. I'll tell you right now, they're a really good team. He's got them playing their best football, but I love the chance that both teams get a chance to recover a little bit. Irish were decimated by injuries. 2 pages worth of injuries right now. Jeez. Lost our starting left tackle. He's out. He's not going to be there. So you're going to have a backup there. It's gonna be a dogfight, man. And again, it could come down to one of those special teams plays, some weird turnover. The officials, it's maddening watching the officials in college football this year. It's maddening. Like they did such a bad job in that Texas game. It was terrible.
If Notre Dame loses, would you color your beard like Ryan Day? Like
just jet
so
black.
Jet black, just jet black Woods beard.
Sure. If the Irish lose?
If the Irish lose. I was just trying to come up with something. I don't think he needs to color his beard that much.
He does
it though, feels like it's aggressive.
It's almost like he does it daily.
It's aggressively dark.
Very, very dark. I colored mine a couple years ago at spring training.
That's right.
Got it all brown, and then I took the picture with
Peter Seidler mustache.
Yeah. And it looked pretty good. But he does jet black.
Jet black.
Yeah, I'll do it if I have to.
Scary. All right, we still have. There were a couple of baseball moves not involving the Padres over the weekend, and want to get you caught up on what's been going on in the Hot Stove League. We will get to that coming up. First, though, We got what's to tell you about Underdog.
Oh, man, I've been loving playing Underdog Fantasy. So, California sports fan, again, I've been telling you, it's great news. You can now play Underdog Fantasy here in our state. It's been really, really fun. Best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs. Going to go in when I get home today, mess around and see what happens tonight, like with Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua. Are those guys going to score a touchdown? You guys know how daily fantasy works. You pick the over, the under. How are they going to do? I've loved it. Won a robust $17 over the weekend, which I guess is better than not winning $17, but it's been great. The only pick 'em platform that puts the power to cash out in your hands. You can either keep riding with your entry or tap the win now button to cash out whenever you want. Best place to play pick 'em is Underdog. Download the app, sign up with the promo code Woods, deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Promo code is Woods. You must be 18 and over, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mentioned it earlier, but I think it bears repeating. We're bringing back the biggest fan contest to 97.3 The Fan. Those of you who remember, this is a pretty cool deal. Starting January 27th, we will call names three times a day at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. If you hear your name called, you'll have like 10 minutes to call us back. If you do, you will enter the grand prize drawing for the amazing Odyssey suite at a Padres game. 20 tickets for you and your friends. You get the whole suite for the night and really enjoy the experience. It is probably the best prize we can really offer at this radio station to one of our listeners. It's just a local contest. Our station, our listeners with a chance to win. All you need to do, and you got the next couple of weeks to do it, but might as well do it right now, is go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan and put your name in. And once you do, we could be calling it at any time starting January 27th at 9 a.m. with the first names in our biggest fan contest.
Breaking news out of the NFL. Did you guys see this? Mike McCarthy is out.
Ooh. Well, his contract expires tomorrow.
Could not agree to terms. Tom Pelissero says Mike McCarthy is out. He's Cowboys coach. Two sides couldn't agree on the length of the contract. McCarthy will pursue other opportunities. Leaves Dallas with a winning record and three playoff appearances.
I'm checking my phone because I got the ESPN notification 27 minutes ago. They said, this just in, Mike McCarthy hasn't negotiated a new deal with the Cowboys, may become coaching free agent. And then, yeah, 25 minutes later,
Jerry Jones last week would not let him interview for the vacant Chicago Bears position. And now I think they're still looking for a coach because they want to interview Coach Freeman from the Irish, which would just wreck my soul. They just signed him into an extension there, but it's the NFL. And
of course, the Bears had asked permission to interview McCarthy and were denied by the Cowboys last week. Did you say that already?
First one of the year.
Sorry.
He's looking right at me.
I heard you say that the Cowboys wanted to interview Marcus Freeman.
No, the Bears did.
Oh, the Bears wanted to interview Marcus Freeman.
Yes.
I thought you said the Cowboys wanted to interview Marcus Freeman.
No.
I think the Cowboys should want to interview Marcus Freeman, too, now. Really, anybody would want to interview Marcus Freeman at this point.
How long until you can get it?
Like
10 minutes?
Yeah. But
blatant.
Sorry. I thought it was interesting that the Bears requested to interview Mike McCarthy and they were denied.
I guess Jerry Jones said no to that.
Missed that one.
Yes.
I was going to talk baseball this segment.
Put
the mesh shirt back on.
You threw me for a loop.
When he doesn't listen, he has to wear the mesh shirt. He's just walking around in it all the time. You think Jerry Jones will hire Deion Sanders?
That's an interesting
thought. It's an interesting thought.
Very
interesting. Feels like there's too much personality in one.
Oh, that's so good.
As large as that stadium is, can it really contain both Jerry and Deion at the same time?
I mean,
it has before, I guess.
It has, yeah.
I know Roger Goodell and the suits in New York would love that.
Oh, my God. They would absolutely lose their minds.
But then again, if you're a Cowboys fan, you've gone with the under Jerry's thumb coach.
Yeah.
Maybe you want a more independent type thinker again.
I just don't know. I just don't know if you're allowed to be an independent thinker and work for Jerry Jones. I just don't think it works that way. I think
Jimmy Johnson was.
It was 30 years ago, yeah. and the minute he piped up, Jerry's like, "You're done, dude. Get out of here."
Give me Barry Switzer.
Yeah, who will just fall in line. It's just crazy.
It's funny though that it worked so well for Jerry, and he's never really wanted to go back that route again.
No. That's ego.
Ego is
a powerful, powerful.
He'd rather lose,
yeah,
than win and have someone else get the
credit.
Is that really the truth?
Yes,
with the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't think you. How do you deny that?
I guess it is.
I'd rather lose my way than anybody else
than win somebody else's way
and somebody else get the credit. Wow. It's bananas. It's bananas to me. But yeah, you want to talk some baseball. I've got questions. I've got major questions about one of the signings that went down over the weekend, Benny.
So the biggest one over the weekend was Jeff Hoffman, the reliever, going to the Toronto Blue Jays on a 3-year deal.
$330 million.
But you had you had some information. I didn't even see this, that he had reached an agreement with the Orioles already, but failed a physical,
and
thus they decided to cancel the deal.
So Benny, from what I'm seeing on Twitter from some of the people in the know, they're saying he also the Orioles had a 3-year $40 million agreement with Jeff Hoffman before he signed for 3 years $30 million with the Blue Jays. Baltimore backed out of the deal. After his physical revealed damage in his throwing shoulder, the Blue Jays said, looks fine to us. We'll take you at 3-30. Somebody made the point, too, that they said the Blue Jays have not been able to, like, sign anyone. They were so close on Shohei. I've been so close on so many guys. They're like, fine, we'll just take it. We'll do 3-30 for Jeff Hoffman. So yeah,
now he was originally drafted, I believe, by the Blue Jays. Then, of course, you remember him with the Rockies for a while, and eventually went to the Phillies and was one of the better relievers in baseball. But obviously, if there's shoulder issues, that's going to scare a lot of teams away on the free agent market.
Not Toronto. They've got universal health care up there. Maybe that's different.
Maybe that's one of the reasons Roky Sasaki met with the Blue Jays as well. Didn't feel like it hit a lot of his requirements,
yep.
But it is a very international, cosmopolitan city. And my guess is if you're leaving Japan, that wouldn't be as foreign of an environment as, say, maybe going to Texas or somewhere else might be. So maybe that was part of the reason that Roky Sasaki met with the Blue Jays. I thought the one that I thought maybe the Padres would be interested in was Colin Ray, who signed with the Chicago Cubs, a one-year deal for $5 million, reunites with Craig Counsell, who had been the manager of the Brewers when Colin Ray was in Milwaukee. Not that he's a needle mover by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a fairly affordable one-year guy. We haven't seen a lot of these guys. Starting pitchers, probably can eat up some innings, not going to make a ton of money. You're not expecting them to win a Cy Young Award, but there's a place for guys like Colin Ray at the back ends of rotations, and the Cubs snatch him up for $5 million, and the Padres obviously still need pitching help this offseason and have not landed any yet.
No, have not done anything yet. I did say, kicking off the show today, you know, I expect some moves this week. Kind of the first time really publicly I saw over the weekend, AJ and the Padres listening on Robert Suarez, who remains a pretty valuable trade chip. There's a lot of teams that need back of the bullpen help and closer help. Yeah, I think about...
You do feel like, I mean,
would you rather have a damaged Jeff Hoffman for $10 million or a
healthy
Robert Suarez? That's an easy call.
It's an easy call.
Like, we've been talking for weeks now about, oh, you know, are they going to trade Cease? You know, what's going to happen with Cease or Arise for that matter?
Yeah.
But I'm focusing on pitching. It's been Dylan Cease this, Dylan Cease that. We don't have a whole lot of depth at the starting position.
Correct.
Which is why I have never wavered. I don't want them to trade Dylan Cease.
No.
If you found the right deal and you could move Robert Suarez, I'm open to that one because it's at least pulling from a position of strength where you have some depth.
Yes.
And it's whether it's Morejon, Estrada, Jason Adam, like you got guys. It feels like every year AJ is just going to find a new closer, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and again, like you can always trade for a closer. If it's just a train wreck for Mike Schilt in the first half, and they can't figure out...
Sean, which I doubt it will be.
It will be as well. But if it was, you can find a closer.
But you need to get starting pitching or a catcher and a starting pitcher. You need to address needs if you're going to trade Robert Suarez.
Yep, Jeremiah Estrada. I think everybody would be willing to look at that guy and give him a shot to get the last three outs.
Yeah, he's a valuable commodity.
Very, very.
No doubt that he's going to generate some interest for sure.
Yeah, there's Boston that needs one. There's Baltimore that needs one. Robert Suarez could be on the move, and I know a lot of people have speculated about it, but it's the first time I saw it kind of reported in public that the Padres are listening on Robert Suarez. I like him. I would hate to see him go, but closer is just such a... It's just one of those areas on this team in particular I look at and go, okay, we'd be fine. You know, we'd be fine. I think we could be okay. We've got depth in that position. It's one of the only positions we have any depth at.
Yeah.
All right, we will come back. Paulie's got the Rindle report, including a very quirky thing that happened on the sideline in one of the NFL games,
I believe.
Coming up. First, though, I learned a lot, Woods, when we went through the trust and will process over our holiday break. And one of the things I learned from many of us here in San Diego, our biggest assets are our house. You're like, all right, if I die, it's going to pass along to the rest of my family. Fine. But if you don't specify that in a living trust or a will, the state can actually reassess the property taxes. So if your house went up in value, probably did over the last 10, 15 years by quite a bit, you could be leaving your family on the hook for a massively increased tax bill that could be avoidable by following a simple process at trustandwill.com.
Yeah, and it's I sat down to do it. Didn't know how much I was in you know, how long I was committed to doing this. Guys, it took me 20 minutes to get through pretty much everything I needed to get through. And it was really surprising to learn that 67% of Americans don't have an estate plan. And don't be a part of that statistic. Plan for the unexpected. Do it today. Takes no time at all, guys. So all you have to do is go to trustandwill.com. There's a code. If you put in at the end, you get 10% off plus free shipping.
San Diego, all one word.
Yeah, San Diego. Put that in. You'll get free shipping of your estate plan documents. Go to trustandwill.com. Use San Diego, one word, at checkout. Trustandwill.com.
Get to our Rindle report in just a minute. Paulie Reminding me, though, that before it's too late, we have one more giveaway today. So want to give you the opportunity to win tickets for tomorrow night's San Diego State basketball game versus Colorado State at Viejas Arena. Make this one fast. Third caller, 833-288-0973. Third caller, 833-288-0973. Send you to Viejas Arena tomorrow night. You can get your own tickets at GoAztecs.com. Call now for your chance to win. Again, big game for the Aztecs after their loss at New Mexico on Saturday morning. They do not want to suffer a third Mountain West loss this early in the season. It won't be over because they're playing 20 conference games for the first time. And I mean, you can always run off a 14 game winning streak and you'd be fine, but you don't want to put yourself three games behind the leaders at this stage of the season. Now, 4-2, tied with Colorado State then, and just a couple of games behind, you're still in it. But you get to 3-3 and all of a sudden you're kind of, now you're just wondering, can we finish in the top, you know, four or five and get that bye in the Mountain West tournament and not have to play four games in Las Vegas. You definitely don't want that.
No, man. No, it's a big one. Need you to be out there and getting loud tomorrow night at Viejas Arena, Benny.
So people calling in right now, 833-288-0973. And then they have a second home game, I think, Saturday, UNLV coming to town. So after Colorado State, I think they have a few games against kind of the lower half of the league. So hopefully they can go on a little winning streak and the loss to New Mexico can be forgotten fairly quickly. But we will see if they can bounce back. They usually do. I think what Dutch team, something like 38-5 in their last 43 games after a loss.
Yep.
They don't lose two in a row often. They will see if they can do that again.
Did you see who was working out together this weekend on down in the DR, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Jerickson and Fernando Tatis Jr. I saw that on my Instagram.
It made me very happy to see. Jerickson was getting in some leg extensions. Tatis was filming him, and he was, you know, he's on the leg extension machine, and he's like waving and smiling. And yeah, I mean, I saw that, and I went, all right, bring him back. Let's go. Whatever let's go.
Don't read too much into it. I believe they were working out together before Jerickson signed with the Colorado Rockies a couple of years ago. So just because they remain friends doesn't really impact the decision-making by AJ Preller. It made me happy, too. I agree. All right, Paulie got our winner. Who is it, Paulie?
Miguel.
Miguel? All right. Thank you, Miguel, for calling in. Enjoy yourself at the Aztecs game. And we'll get traffic and then our Rindel report to wrap things up here on The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindel report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindel report. With Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Beyonce?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right,
indeed.
You know, it's been a very sportsy show on a Monday.
The most sporty.
A lot of football, so X's sport. And O's, coaching hirings. We'll get to that.
I wore a mesh shirt an hour.
That's true. Yeah. But you talk sports the whole time.
That's true.
Yeah, in it
the entire time. So I wanted to just take a quick second. We teased this last week. This time tomorrow, yes, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by San Diego radio royalty Dave Rickards, the legend himself, is going to be in studio tomorrow around 9 o'clock, and he's going to be hanging out with us. So if you missed that announcement last week, there you have it.
Yep,
tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
Can't wait, man. It's been a couple of years in the making. He was under you know, like a severance contract. He's not anymore, so he can come in and chop it up with us. It's like a fantasy camp later in the week. This is radio fantasy camp.
I'm hoping to pick his brain a little bit.
Yeah,
and
no doubt, yeah,
take some notes.
No question. Yeah. I mean, this is no question. Man. Very excited to have him in studio. Right. We got to clean this place up. I mean, this is embarrassing.
I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll start off in the NFL. I don't know if you guys knew this, but the Bears were looking to interview Mike McCarthy. Somebody they won't be interviewing is Mike Vrabel, because he is heading to the Patriots, going back home. He's going to be their 16th head coach in franchise history. We're talking about the Steelers. They've had like four head coaches or whatever it's been over their history. 16th head coach for the Patriots. That is going to be official, I believe. When are they announcing that?
I think it's today.
They already officially
I've seen some quotes.
Team announced it yesterday.
Seen some quotes rolling in already that he said. There may be a press conference going on, but he said something about we're going to remove we're going to preach accountability, and it's not a right to be on this team. You know, it's a privilege. We're going to take away, we're going to increase accountability, things like that.
He won,
good coach speak.
Three rings with the Patriots, playing linebacker for them from 01 to 2008. He was the head coach of the Tennessee Titans from 2018 to 2023. Pretty good. 54-45, which for that team, kind of always in flux, right? And haven't had like the franchise. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, I think, was probably his quarterback for the most time. Most part of that time, 2-3 in the playoffs. Did make it to an AFC Championship game in 2019. I always thought he was a good coach. I think he'll actually do really well. I mean,
that's the pressure though of being like the Patriots legend and going back and coaching the Patriots. But seems to be the right man for the job. Kind of the
he knows the Patriot way.
The worst kept secret in the NFL. Yeah. That was a
foregone
conclusion.
Everyone knew they were going to do this.
Yeah. Yes.
My question is, why didn't they just do this last year? So, Vrabel got fired like on the 6th, I think, of January, and then they hired Gerard Mayo 5 or 6 days later. Did they feel like, well, we're too far down the road
with Gerard Mayo?
With Gerard Mayo, we can't go. I mean, it felt like maybe Robert Kraft wanted Mike Vrabel all along because he never really gave Gerard Mayo a chance after one season, or maybe Vrabel was like, I'm not ready to jump right back in.
Exactly.
And they did contact him, and they said, well, maybe we'll revisit it in the future. Well, the future, 1 year later, he is now the head coach of the New England Patriots.
All right, we will stay in the NFL. You guys sent this over to me. I missed this on the broadcast entirely, but during the Philadelphia Eagles-Green Bay Packers game yesterday, there was a shot on television of Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown. And it looked like he was reading a book.
No, he was reading a book.
Sitting on the bench, reading a book.
Not the playbook, by the way.
No, it was not the playbook. He's just sitting there reading.
A racy paperback?
Yeah, a racy paperback, maybe.
Maybe.
Canadian Mounted.
No, he was reading a book called, let's see, where is it? Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy is the name of the book. And, of course, the internet just went wild. They were able to find what book it was. Now, this was not the first time he's been seen on the sideline reading.
He says he does this.
He's done this before. I'm sure he'll do it again. Here's a little bit of A.J. Brown after sitting in front of his locker talking with reporters, and he was asked, of course, about reading on the sidelines.
Excellence, the book. Why do you read it during the games, and what does it bring to you?
Man, it gives me a sense of peace. That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it the recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. But that's not the first game. You know, it got a lot of points in there. It's a lot of mental game, a lot of mental parts about it. You know, but for me, you know, the game is mental. You know, I just believe I can do anything and everything. But, you know, I got to make sure my mental good. It's something like how I refresh every drive. You know, regardless of if I score a touchdown or I drop a pass, I always go back to that book every drive.
I love it. Fantastic.
It's kind of hard to hear him.
I'm going to start reading during the show.
Okay,
so it brings him peace. It calms him down a little bit.
And it's motivational.
It's hard to argue with a guy who feels like he's getting his best performance by, you know, going back to the book and checking important passages and getting him focused in. I also tend to think, if I'm a coach, I want my players to have their head in the game.
That
not
helps
necessarily.
Him.
Well, I understand, but
what does he need to do when he is a wide receiver and the defense is on the field?
Right.
There's 6 days and 21 hours of the week where you're not playing a game that you can reference the book all you want.
But he's not reading the latest John Grisham thriller. You know what I mean? Dean Koontz's
I get he's trying to help himself. I am looking for a good, racy paperback. I just, you know, time and place, though. You know, you want your players, you know, they don't have to be necessarily standing up on the sideline for every play. You can see sitting on the bench and resting a little bit.
I like it because it keeps his head in the game, right?
Are they debating this in Philadelphia?
I don't know. Does it? Do you feel like Mike Schilt would be okay if Xander Bogaerts, and when he wasn't up, was just
you know, leafing through a book, even if it was a
leafing through
self-help. That's what AJ Brown was doing,
because he's going to see that Xander Bogaerts is going to see the same pitcher that Luis Arraez is facing currently.
So I think if you're a baseball player and you're sitting on the bench, you're watching the defense, you're watching the pitch selection. What's he throwing to him? It's different for me.
You can't really do that.
Yeah, my job's.
You're not on the field because their defense isn't on the field.
It's more appropriate if you're going to compare sports. It'd be like a pitcher, a starting pitcher, who, when your team's up to bat, can he go sit on the bench?
Yes.
Throw a jacket on and read whatever calms him down? I'd say I wouldn't have a problem with that, I guess. It'd be weird to watch.
Yeah, but Joe Musgrove goes and sits down and he's leafing through like a fishing magazine would be weird. It would be that I would find it a little bit weird. But I don't know. Like if there's some sort of. Of mental thing that it helps get him back in the game or like keeps his head right, I'm fine with it. You gotta let players
be. Does it change anything that he had one reception for 10 yards?
Is it also, is it potentially eyewash? Is there the potential that it's
eyewash? I don't
think
he's doing it right. I think the eyewash would be standing up on the edge of the sideline.
Clap on defense! Yeah, it's just, you're just wasting
offense,
energy.
Come on, defense. Our defense.
Yeah, you're just wasting
standing
wasting
there every
energy.
Play would be the eyewash move.
Yeah, fair.
I think the reading is actually somewhat, at least, distracting to maybe your own teammates.
I think anytime we can promote reading is a good thing. We need to read more. All of us need to read more. It's good for you.
I mean, they're always looking at iPads on the sidelines.
Yeah, always.
I've always assumed they're watching some sort of game film. And not perhaps catching up
Shrek
on
or something. Yeah. Like a racy movie.
Current season of, you know, Law and Order.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like. Yeah, Brandon says Dodger fans especially need to read more. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Spell more.
All right, and then finally, we'll wrap it up. A little fast food story here for you. Not the biggest fan of Arby's, but I am a big fan of what they got going on this week. So I remember putting this down on the rundown last week. On Friday last week, it was Quitter's Day.
Yes.
Quitter's Day, which is the most likely day that people are going to finally tap out on their New Year's resolutions. That was the 10th, so 10 days in.
Yeah.
That's Quitter's Day.
I tapped out of my yoga app immediately.
I quit Arby's. I think I told the story about 28 years ago.
You did? Okay. Yeah. You quit Arby's 28 years ago.
I did quit Arby's.
You got sick, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
So it was my own fault. I went with the 5 for $5 deal.
You don't. You know you don't have to eat them all at the same sitting.
I know,
sitting.
But I felt like I did.
Was it a bet?
No. It was just a deal. It was a good deal.
5 for $5.
And I was in the fourth sandwich when it came back. Yeah, it was not
good. Why did you? Because I remember the 5 for $5.
Yeah.
You didn't have to. They had like 10 different items you could choose from. You could get like 2 sandwiches.
Yeah, all I really liked was the regular plain roast beef sandwich.
You just got 5.
So I just got 5
sandwiches.
Of those.
Again, you could have eaten 2 and put 3 aside and heated them up later.
They're not like good later, are they?
No, they're not.
They're not.
So, in recognition of Quitter's Day last week, Arby's, they're running a promo. It's called New Year, Same You for this week. And they've added salad to their menu. Kind of. They added 3 menu items that sound healthy, but they're just fake names for what they already have on their menu. So if you walk up to the counter and you say, "Hi, can I have a salad with dressing, please?" That'll get you a double beef and cheddar sandwich.
To make you look like you're sticking with your resolution.
Yes.
I like that.
If you ask for a green smoothie, you're getting a milkshake.
Oh.
All right.
And if you ask for steamed vegetables, they will give you an order of curly fries.
We are a nation under siege, my friend. We are a nation
we
under siege.
We have the salads.
Yeah, we have the salads. Yeah.
The idea behind the marketing here is that you can cheat, but get around it on a technicality.
It's literally
like,
a technicality.
I asked for a salad, and they just gave me this
beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar.
When you got your 5 for $5,
yeah.
Were they plain, or
yeah,
did you get the
plain.
Cheddar?
And no, then, it was plain.
It's like, you know, you go out for lunch, your lunch hour or something, and then you come back. Oh, what'd you have? I had a
salad
dressing.
And a green
smoothie. Green smoothie. And some steamed vegetables.
Yeah, with Arby's sauce all over your shirt and horsey sauce.
I like the Arby's sauce. I didn't love the horsey sauce.
I like them mixed.
Oh.
Tangy.
Okay.
What's the Arby's sauce again?
It's like red,
barbecue-y.
It's like tangy.
Tangy, barbecue-y sauce. Yeah.
I have not had Arby's in 20 years.
What did we learn that Arby's stands for? It's America's roast beef. Yeah.
Is that right?
I think that's what we figured out at some point. I thought it was just RB as in roast beef.
RBs.
But then someone looked it up and it was America's roast beef.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Was I right about that, Paulie?
No.
No, I was not. Okay. Totally made that up.
Stands for the Raffle Brothers who started it. RB.
Huh. Raffle Brothers.
A lot of different stories. Origin stories of Arby's floating around out.
Urban myths.
Who's to say what's true and what's not true?
You know what is not an urban myth is the fact that you haven't worked on your active listening in the off season at all. That's not an urban myth. That is fact. Paulie has the clip.
Yes, I do.
Just a few minutes ago. Jerry Jones last week would not let him interview for the vacant Chicago Bears position. And now I think they're still looking for a coach because they want to interview Coach Freeman from the Irish, which would just wreck my soul. They just signed him into an extension there, but it's the NFL. And
of course, the Bears had asked permission to interview McCarthy and were denied by the Cowboys last week. Did you say that already?
First one of the year.
Sorry.
First of many.
It's never a bad thing to reiterate.
It is. Really. It's a bad thing to be on a radio show and you just tune out your co-host entirely.
Yeah.
It happens to me at home. It happens to me at work. This is why I'm damaged. This is why I'm in therapy.
You know how hard it is to listen to someone for 4 hours
straight? It's not.
It's kind of hard.
I hang on almost every word you say.
No, you don't hang on every word.
I do.
I really hang on every word I say.
I'm very good at it.
I hang on a good to almost 90% of your words. Occasionally, I'll miss a point here or there.
Tyler said, Woods, please do a whole show one day where you just find ways to reiterate what Ben has already said. Tyler, I would if it wouldn't be a colossal waste of time. He wouldn't even notice if I did it. You make an Aztec point, I make the same point. You just make your next point. It's my favorite.
Tyler says, Woods, please do a whole show one day where you just find ways to reiterate what Ben has already said.
It kills me, man. Kills me every time. Oh, boy. All right. That's it for us.
I guarantee you I'll be paying attention when Paulie's put it in the chat as well. I'll be paying attention tomorrow when Dave Rickards is in the final hour.
You better.
I am definitely not.
Please don't embarrass us tomorrow. Please.
I can assure you of that.
I'm begging you, please do not embarrass us.
All right, good Monday show. Annie and Elston are coming up next for Paul Reindel, our executive producer and imaging director, and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's #1 sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.